You probably pass lots of them without really noticing. Their frames distorted, missing wheels, the ugly children of New York streets. I'm talking about all the abandoned bicycles that remain locked up on street corners, even when there's hardly anything left of them. Now, some of them have been put on display in the windows of WNYC street-level green performance space, along with various printed haikus. And joining us now is Alex Goldmark from WNYC's Transportation Nation reporting team to fill us in on the story. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Had you noticed many abandoned bikes before this Transportation Nation project started?
Well, we started noticing a few of them, and then once you're looking, you see them everywhere. They're just the visual backdrop of every dense neighborhood in the city.
And then you reached out to listeners for photos of them. What kind of response did you get?
So we wanted to figure out how many there were. Was this just my walk to work happened to be speckled with these abandoned bikes? But we said, hey, WNYC listeners and TransportationNation.org readers, send us pictures of any abandoned bike that you see. Use a geocode or tell us the location, and we're going to put them on a map. And we found out that at that point, this was about this was in the spring, the city had removed about 40 total abandoned bikes in the past 10 months. So we figured we might get like 20 abandoned bikes, and we got 500. We just got overwhelmed with people saying, oh my God, I see these all the time and everywhere, sending us pictures. And some people sent us dozens of pictures. They just became our scouts.
Were there certain neighborhoods where there were more abandoned bikes than others?
Yeah, and they're the ones you would expect. So they're the dense neighborhoods where there are lots of walk-up apartments that are also smaller. So the Lower East Side has a lot of them. Park Slope had a lot of them, the East Village, and generally downtown New York. In fact, there are a lot of them right around here in WNYC.
Can people still update the map? I suspect there are probably more that just haven't been photographed and sent in.
Well, you can still send them in, and they will still show up on the map. However, we will no longer take your submission and give it over to the city to 311.
Now, has the city been removing them as a result?
The city has removed more of them, though by no means all of them. So most abandoned bikes, what we learned is they're just going to stay on the street. But the city has, since we started our project, removed an additional 62 bikes at last count, which is not the 500 that we found.
Now, are there rules for declaring a bike officially a derelict?
Right, and that's why most of the bikes will sit on the street, is because in order to be removed, it has to be considered junk. The Department of Sanitation is the agency in charge of this, and they don't remove people's property, so they're just really afraid that it might be somebody's bike. So they've got this list of five criteria for it to be considered an official abandoned derelict bike, not just an abandoned bike, and it's really hard to meet that. It's like covered 75% in rust, or that it has both wheels missing or bent, or that it's missing multiple parts, and it has to have three of these five criteria, and we've posted them on TransportationNation.org. But really, that only happens after a bike has been abandoned for months or years.
Well, I was surprised to learn that a number of WNYC listeners, by the way, we invite listeners now to give us a call if they want to join this conversation. Our number here is 212-433-9692, or you can leave a comment on our show page at WNYC. But these people called in to confess that they had left their bikes to rot out on the street. Now, bikes are not cheap.
Yeah.
Why lock up a bike and then not go back to it?
Well, I would love to hear what your listeners say if they want to confess. But what I've been hearing was just a wide mix of reasons, from I've lost my key to my lock, to I gave it to my girlfriend and she never used it, to a thief stole some of the parts and I always meant to fix it, but then I just never got around to it. A lot of it has to do with the bike got damaged and they just didn't fix it. And then it just slowly decayed and rusted and became derelict.
And then somewhere along the line, somebody noticed that that bike hadn't been moved for a while and took a tire or took the bell or whatever, the seat.
And over time, for sure, this is a thieves' paradise. And that's the tragedy that, in essence, the leaving them on the street so long rewards people who want to come and pilfer parts from a bike.
But they don't cut the locks.
Well, it's a lot easier to take off a wheel or remove a bell than it is to cut through steel, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how to do it, and nobody out there should try it.
Our number again is 212-433-9692. If you have a story to tell, Is this just a New York phenomenon? Did you get any response from other cities and organizations?
Yeah, I reached out to other stations in other cities and talked to other departments of transportation. And it's by no means unique to New York. We just have a lot more of them. So in Philadelphia, they do a sweep. Once a year, they take the clippers out. What is their version of the Department of Sanitation goes around town, takes every abandoned bike after tagging it for 72 hours, and gives them to charity. And here in New York, they go for scrap metal afterwards.
Was there any reaction from the Bloomberg administration to the spreadsheet that you assembled?
Yes. Yeah, so I took a stack of 500 photos and my map, and I took a spreadsheet of all of these bikes, and I went down to the Department of Sanitation, and they were very nice, and they heard me out, and they said, we want to help you. But the truth is that the rules are written so that most of these bikes that your listeners think are abandoned don't meet this criteria of derelict.
And we have a caller who wants to address that. Cash is from Brooklyn. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello there. I don't know if anyone from the city will, you know, is listening or will hear this, but yeah, they need to find a way to loosen up, you know, like those five rules form something so overly stringent that, you know, when it comes down to it, I ride my bike every single day in the city, and when, you know, we all know that there's these certain bikes, they are derelict, but, you know, if it can't be so-called proven from the five rules, then the bike will stay there. But then it keeps me from being able to lock up my bike at all sorts of different spots. And, you know, there's not enough spots around the city. There's not enough businesses having the city put the upside-down U-shaped thing into the sidewalk.
And Alex, you know, that's a complaint that you heard from a number of people, that these derelict bikes are preventing them from using their bikes.
Right. The number one reason this is a civic nuisance, besides just bike blight makes the sidewalk look bad, is that it takes up bike parking for others. And that's why in some cases, actually, I found one police precinct that took matters into its own hands and actually just removed a couple dozen bikes on their own.
How did the abandoned bikes turn into an art exhibit?
So, like I said, we got overwhelmed by the response, and we started to get stories in. Some people even sent in a poem or a narrative behind it. And a few different photographers said, we've been taking photos of these around the city for a couple of years. We just realized that people were drawing connections, personal connections to these bikes that they pass every day on the way to work, and that each one is sort of interesting in its own different way and taken together. A slideshow of the great photos that people sent in is like a catalog, it's a beautiful catalog of urban decay. And so we decided to put it into the Jerome L. Green performance space in the windows there. We put the best photos from the users, and the Department of Sanitation generously gave us some actual abandoned bikes to put in our windows.
So they kind of look like sculptures.
We've hoisted them up like sculptures in a way, and pointing out that what you pass by every day that is on the border of junk, even if not legally so, can be art if you look at it the right way.
We don't have a lot of time, but Dale, we thought we'd slip you in. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Go very quickly, Dale.
Oh, I just say, sometimes when I know a bike's been out in front of our building for a long, long time, I will help it along to help it meet the criteria of derelict bike.
Uh-oh. What does that mean? You make it worse?
I'll go out and I will not make it worse, but I will sometimes remove what needs to be to meet the criteria. And I know that can kind of walk a fine line, but, you know, when you've seen a bike out for 4 or 5 months and it's just, you know, tires are flat and people are putting stuff in the basket, and you know it's done. And so I've found that's an effective way to meet the criteria and have the bike eventually removed.
Thanks for calling. We'll sneak another call in. Claire from East Village. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Leonard. How are you?
Go ahead, Claire.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say that as someone who's had so many parts pilfered off my bike, it gets not only exasperating but incredibly expensive replacing them regularly. Like, I just had a seat and a post stolen last week, and it cost me more to buy a new seat and post than it did for the whole bike. But if I go and buy it secondhand, I'm essentially buying stolen goods. I don't want to support that.
Yeah, Alex, along those lines, is this kind of like what we see with cars, where people steal cars and then strip them?
Yeah, I'm sure it is. We can't prove that, but that's one of the theories. There are legitimate charities like Recycle a Bicycle where you can do it the right way.
We have a link to a slideshow of them on our show page at WNYC.org. Do you see any kind of real impact on what you've been doing? Are you seeing more abandoned bikes now than you did before because you're alerted to them?
Well, I'm noticing them more, that's for sure. I'm not sure that I'm passing by any more of them. But yes, awareness seems to be raised. That organization, Recycle a Bicycle, is partnering with a different one called the Bike Rescue Project, where they're trying to pressure the city to let them take these abandoned bikes before they decay into junk and use them for a job training for youth to refix them up in. And so we'll see.
Alex Goldmark is from WNYC's Transportation Nation reporting team. We've been talking about abandoned bikes and the exhibit of them at the Street Level Green Performance Space here at WNYC on the corner of Varick and Charlton. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Leonard.